Okay. Hi. I, like, tried recording this without, like, with, like, the audio in my ear, because I'm listening to music, but I couldn't hear myself thinking, because the audio is so loud in my ear, so I'm sorry if you guys can hear the music in the background. It's J. Cole. I don't even really like J. Cole. I mean, I'm one of those people that, like, didn't like J. Cole because of their fans, like, his fans. There's a few artists that I don't like because their fans are annoying. Like, I feel like J. Cole is that rapper. Like, if J. Cole was a football team, he would be, like, the Patriots or, like, the Cowboys. And I'm sorry if you're going to download this because you're a Patriots or a Cowboy fan. Listen to me. Cowboy fans are the most annoying people on the face of the earth because they act like the Cowboys are, like, a gift from God. And I get it. You guys are, like, passionate, but, like, chill. And that's how I feel about, like, J. Cole's fans. I feel like J. Cole's fans think that he's, like, the best thing that's ever walked the earth. And I'm just like, bruh, have you heard Kendrick Lamar? Like, are you serious right now? Anyway, that's not the point. Let's just answer your questions. I'm sorry if you guys can hear J. Cole in the back. But my brother is a huge J. Cole fan. He kept trying to get me to listen to him. And I was just like, nah, I'm not going to listen to J. Cole. Fuck J. Cole. And then I listened to him. And I actually liked his last album. So that's what's playing right now. Sorry. I'm sorry. Anyway. Okay, let's answer some of these. You guys asked me questions. And yeah. I'm just going to read them as going through the post. Yeah, never mind. Okay. Let's see. Where's that post? Oh, here it is. Okay, the first one says, does the amount of attention you get on here ever get overwhelming? I'm sure there's hundreds of men PMing you to play or telling you all kinds of dirty things. No, I used to get a lot more messages. Because when I first started posting on here for, like, the first couple of months, like, I would respond to every message that I got and be like, thank you so much. Thank you. And while I still appreciate the messages that I get, I don't respond to every message now. So I feel like maybe people got bored of sending me messages. I don't really get as many messages as I used to. Like, if I post an audio, I'll get, like, maybe, like, 10 messages. No, it's more than that. But it's not 50 anymore, so that's great. I appreciate you guys' comments so much and, like, your messages. I really, really do. But it was, like, there was a while where, like, I was responding to every single message, so I would get, like, a shitload of messages back, which is great. But, yeah, I guess now I'm more passionate about messages and stuff. Yeah, but I do get a bit of, like, I like the song. I get a lot, like, I do get, like, a lot of dick pics and, like, audios and stuff. I don't know. Videos are cool. I don't know. I just, like, it's always really weird for me if I, like, get messages, like, videos of guys, like, listening to my audios and, like, taking care of themselves. And I, like, I love that. But then I can hear myself in the background and I'm just kind of like, oh, God, I hate that voice so much. So I don't know. Anyway, but no, the amount of going back to the original question, the amount of attention that I get doesn't really get overwhelming because it's not as bad as it used to be. It used to happen a lot, and now it's more respectful, which is cool. Everyone's great. I'm sorry if I've ever offended anybody, like, my responses to your messages. I've never meant to, like, hurt anybody's feelings or anything, so if I ever did, I'm so sorry. Is there any other content you think you would enjoy making just beside audios? I mean, I like to write a lot, but I don't think that I would ever do that off of, like, this Reddit. I would probably do it for my primary account. I hate the song. I'm gonna change this. Actually, you know what? I'm gonna put on something else that is not J. Cole, because I don't know why I'm listening to J. Cole. But I'm only here when I Instagram. Anyway. There you go. What was the next question? Is there any other content I would make? I kind of, like, want to get into, like, writing subreddits, but I'd probably do that for my primary account. I've had, like, multiple people tell me to, like, write, like, post on, like, Pillow Talk. Which I don't even know what that is. If you guys want to explain it to me, please. I'd be more than happy to post things like that. I don't know. I used to post, like, a lot of, like, not to you for work, like, pics and stuff on, like, Tumblr a long time ago, which is weird. Which is, I don't do that anymore. I mean, I don't. Not on Reddit anyway. After, like, having my pictures stolen from me, if you're the person who stole my pictures, by the way, fuck off. Like, that's mean. Please don't fuck off. It's just, like, I don't understand why you would do that. Just, after having my pictures stolen, it kind of just, like, gave me the heebie-jeebies, so I stopped doing that. I don't know if you guys can... I don't know if the music is too loud. I'm sorry if it is. Anyway, what am I drinking? I went out for drinks with a couple of my friends, and, I drank some Shiners. Shout out. I love Shiner Brock, and can't really find a lot of places that serve it. And I really want to drink some Lone Stars, but they don't sell them anywhere. And I had a Jaeger Bomb and a shot of tequila and, a Vegas Bomb. Vegas Bombs are, like, the official drinks of my family, like, shots of my family. Like, anytime me and my family's, like, my family go out to drink somewhere, we always get Vegas Bombs. It's the worst. And I mean, they're really good, but, like, they get me fucked up. Anyway, I had two people ask me what I was drinking, so that's what I was drinking. Guys, that's what I was drinking. I had three people actually ask me what I was drinking, so there you go. It's my birthday. When's your birthday? And when is your birthday wish? My birthday was, like, a month ago, on the 11th of October. I posted an audio on my birthday. My birthday wish, I didn't really have a birthday wish. This was, like, the first birthday where I was, like, really not excited about having a birthday. Like, I didn't want to do anything. I didn't want to go out to a bar. It wasn't because, like, I was depressed or anything. It just, like, it was whatever. But my niece ended up, like, bringing me, like, music to my place and flowers and cake, and it was really sweet. And then when I asked her why she did that, she was like, well, it's the first birthday you have in a long time where you weren't with, you know, your ex-boyfriend, and I just wanted to make sure that you didn't feel bad because you're single. That's so sad. But yeah, I was in a relationship for a really long time, so, yeah. My birthday wish. If I had a birthday wish, I probably would have, my birthday wish would have been to, I don't know. I really don't know what my birthday wish, I don't think I had a birthday wish. I'm pretty happy overall. What movie, TV show scared me the most as a kid? Dude. Okay. So when I was a kid, I used to be really, really, I used to love, Who's Afraid of the Dark? Like that show on Nickelodeon. I used to love that show so much, but I hated the opening. It scared me, especially when, like, the candle was blown out. It fucked me up. So probably that show. I was also really scared of The Exorcist. That movie still scares me to this day. So there you go. It's my favorite position. I've answered this before in my AMA. Missionary on my back. Anyway, it just feels the best. I'm sorry. This person said, hey, I'm also drunk, high five. Dude, if I could high five you right now, totally would. If I could drink a shot with you, that would be totally dope, too. just because, like, drunk people drinking shots together are the best. You just, like, find anything to talk to someone about. So, yeah. Are you now too drunk to answer questions? If not, will you pour me a glass? I don't have anything to pour you a glass of, dude. Like, if I had a beer to pour you a glass of, I totally would, but I don't. I'm sorry. I'm not too drunk, apparently, to answer questions. I mean, I'm really drunk, but I probably sound like an idiot right now, but I'm obviously not too drunk to answer questions. I'm doing it right now. I'm guessing that first response may have capped off any desire to continue the drinking. No, obviously not. What's something you've done drunkly that you might have not been might have not been a great idea? I can't even read. Probably hitting that cop car. That probably wasn't the best idea. What else have I done when I'm drunk? Just stupid shit, like... What have I done when I'm drunk? I don't remember. I've done a lot of stupid shit when I'm drunk. I'm, like, just stupid. I really like this song. Anyway, what's my dream destination? Probably... Paris. You guys want to know something crazy? A funny story? So my mom just recently, I sent my mom to Europe for her birthday. And she had brought it up. She had told me last year she was like, oh, my friends are thinking about going to Paris and they asked me if I want to come on the trip. And she didn't say Paris, actually. That's a lie. She said oh, my friends are going to Spain. That's what she said. She was like, oh, my friends are going to Spain. My mom speaks Spanish. She has nothing. Like, she knows nothing. Like, she grew up in, a shitty town in Mexico and whatever. So, mom was like, oh, yeah, my friends are thinking about going to Spain. And they invited me, but I don't know if I should go. And I was like, oh, okay. So, when she told me, I was like, I'm going to write to her best friend and tell her, hey, buy her the tickets and I'll pay you for them, you know, whatever. Like, that was going to be my surprise to my mom. And I asked my mom, I was like, do you want to go? And she was like... maybe, do you want to come with me? And I was like, I don't want to go to Spain. Not that I have anything to speak about against Spain. It's just that if I was given the opportunity to go to Spain, I probably would. Cause someone that means a lot to me actually is from Spain and we're very different. And I think that I would like to know what he grew up around in Spain, but whatever, that's besides the point. My mom was like, oh yeah, we're gonna go to Spain, and do you want to come? And I was like, no, I don't want to go to Spain. Not because I don't care about Spain, just because my dream vacation is Paris. So I told my mom, I wrote to her best friend, I told her, hey, mom said that you guys want to go to Europe, if you guys end up buying tickets, please buy my mom a ticket, I'll pay you for it, and that's gonna be your surprise, don't tell her. And my mom's best friend was like, yeah, absolutely, I'll buy the ticket. So I ended up buying my mom's airfare. And then when her best friend writes me, she texts me, she was like, hey, I bought your mom's airfare, here's the itinerary. She sends it to me, and it's to Paris. My mom had asked me, do you want to go to Spain? And I was like, no, I want to go to Paris. If you guys aren't going to Paris, I don't want to go to Europe. And my mom told me that she was going to Spain. And I'm like, I get the itinerary, and I'm just like, what the fuck, you said you were going to fucking Spain. So then I text my mom. I didn't even text my mom because I was like, I can't tell her that I bought these tickets because then she's gonna know that it's a surprise. So when I finally gave her her gift, she was super stoked, and she was like, oh my god, yes, I'm so excited. And then I told her, I was like, mom, why did you say you're going to Spain if you're going to Paris? And she was like, well, I'm going where that tower thing is. And I was like, what? She's like, I'm going where the tower, the tower thing, that we're going, that's in Spain. I was like, that's in Paris, mom. She's like, that's Paris? I'm like, yes, mom, that's Paris. And she's like, oh, I could have sworn it was Spain. And I'm like, really? People plan their lives around going to Spain. And my mom thought the Eiffel Tower was in fucking Spain. I mean, people plan their lives around going to Paris, and my mom's going to fucking Paris, and she's just thought it was in Spain. It was the stupidest thing. So my dream vacation would be not Spain. Oh my god, Paris. I really want to go to Disney Paris. It's not Disneyland, because Disneyland's in California. It'd make no sense. I'm sorry. Are you a flirty drunk? I can be. I don't know. It depends if I see somebody in the bar that I like and I'm like, oh shit. What's the best thing I've done while drunk? that you only did because you were drunk. I don't know if you guys know who Circa Survive is, like the band. The lead singer of Circa Survive, his name is Anthony Green, and he's amazing. And I had gone to see him in concert, and we went to this bar after work, after the concert, and he showed up at the bar, and I was like, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god. And I like have like no courage unless I'm drunk. And so he ended up going out to the patio when he was to smoke, and I went up to the bar and I told him, because he had been sitting at the bar for a while and he was like asking for drinks, and I asked the bartender like, hey, what is Anthony Green drinking? And she said Jameson, and I was like, give me a shot of Jameson, give me two shots of Jameson. And she was like, okay. So I stood at the bar until he came back in, and he sat down, and I told him like, can I drink a shot with you? And he was like, absolutely. And so like we drank a shot together, and we ended up like sitting there talking for a little while, and it was really cool, and he was awesome. And he's super cool, and that's probably one of the things that I probably wouldn't have done if I was sober. I had another thing like that happened to me with like this like Australian band who are called Goldfields, and I love their music, and then I got to go to their show, and I got to like hang out with like the lead singer, and he was fantastic and super cute, and then he gave me his number, and he said he wanted to get like tacos with me, and then they ended up having to like drive out to a different show, and he sent me a message and was like, I really wanted to eat tacos with you, but I had to leave, and hopefully if I've come back, like we can hang out. And it was super cool. And yeah, so that's probably what, yeah. My favorite drink. Oh God, I love Moscow Mule so much. My favorite shots, probably Jameson Picklebacks. If you've never had a Jameson Pickleback, I'm sorry, you're missing out. I'm also like a huge fan of Jaeger. A lot of people don't like Jaeger. I'm sorry. I love Jaeger. Sorry, not sorry. My favorite beer is called La Fin du Monde, which is the end of the world in French. But it's really good, and anytime that I find out that people like serve it, I get really, really excited out. There's also this beer called Golden Drac, and I really love it. And if you ever go to a bar that sells either of those beers, just have them. They're so good. Has anyone really been far, even as decided to use even go what to do look more like? I don't know what this message was. I don't know what you meant. I'm sorry. Just, you don't make sense. Please. Just leave legible messages, please. Anyway, that's it. Also, I was thinking about, like, because right now I'm, like, kind of bored, and I was thinking about, like, setting up a Discord for, like, talking to you guys, but I don't know how to do that. So if you guys want to, like, just let me know, that'd be great. Anyway, yeah, that's the end of my questions. Bye.